A football game in the city of Matar. This one time Taliban stronghold is now under the control of the army. But tension is still high here, so spectators are fully frisked. The contest today is an attempt to rehabilitate an area destroyed by fierce fighting between the militants and army. But almost a year after the government took control and launched a campaign to help thousands of displaced and rebuild a severely destroyed infrastructure, these refugees are saying the rebuilding so far is too slow and not enough.
I cannot find any place to work. How can you feed or send your children to school on $12 a month?
Afrin is one of thousands of people who were forced to flee the war zone. When they returned, the damage to their villages was beyond repair. With a meager pension, they can only eke out a miserable living. To prevent any mishandling of the government funds destined for these people, they have to open a bank account and get an ATM card for them to be able to withdraw by the end of every month $12. With that amount of money, they can only buy a bag of flour and 4 kilograms of low-quality rice. Not enough to feed a small family for 4 days. Long queues near local banks is a common sight here in the Swat Valley. Some of these people travel long distances to the nearest cash machine only to find themselves trapped for days when they arrive, just waiting to withdraw the desperately needed cash. To the long line of waiting people,
I'm a poor man. I desperately need the $12, but every day I come to this cash machine. I have to wait for hours. The lines are very long and I'm hungry and thirsty. How can I stay here longer without food or water?
The result, simmering discontent.
Even if the money has come, but that has not gone to these people. Okay? So the government has failed to deliver on that promise. And that has also now, you know, created a frustration, and that is growing day by day, and people are really angry about that.
So hope of a swift reconstruction here is now fading rapidly. The local population bracing themselves for a rehabilitation that could take years. It will be a test of Pakistan's ability to control this former Taliban stronghold in the long run. Many here concerned that failing that test could compromise the army's fight against the militants. Hashim Ahbarra, Al Jazeera, Mingora City, Swat Valley.